7. Origin of the Graduate Guides. Though evolution is not the order of the central universe, we believe that the graduate guides are the perfected or more experienced members of another order of central universe creatures, the Havona Servitals. Graduate guides show such a breadth of sympathy and such a capacity for understanding the ascendant creatures that we are convinced they have gained this culture by actual service in the superuniverse realms as the Havona Servitals of Universal Ministry. If this view is not correct, how then can we account for the continuous disappearance of the senior or more experienced servitals? A servitor will be long absent from Havona on superuniverse assignment, having been on many such missions previously, will return home, be granted the privilege of personal contact with the Paradise Central Shining, will be embraced by the luminous persons, and disappear from the recognition of his spirit fellows, never more to reappear among those of his kind. On returning from superuniverse service, a Havona servitor may enjoy numerous divine embraces and emerge therefrom merely an exalted servitor. Experiencing the luminous embrace does not necessarily signify that the servitor must translate into a graduate guide, but almost one quarter of those who achieve the divine embrace never return to the service of the realms. There appears on the high records a succession of entries such as this. And servitor number 842,842,682,846,782 of Havona, named Sudna, came over from the superuniverse service, was received on Paradise, knew the Father, entered the divine embrace, and is not. When such an entry appears on the records, the career of such a servitor is closed. But in just 3 moments, a little less than 3 days of your time, a newborn graduate guide, spontaneously, appears on the outer circuit of the Havona universe. And the number of graduate guides, allowing for a slight difference, due no doubt to those in transition, exactly equals the number of vanished servitals. There is an additional reason for supposing the graduate guides to be evolved Havona servitals, and that is the unfailing tendency of these guides and their associated servitals to form such extraordinary attachments. The manner in which these supposedly separate orders of beings understand and sympathize with one another is wholly inexplicable. It is refreshing and inspiring to witness their mutual devotion. The seven master spirits and the associated seven supreme power directors, respectively, are the personal repositories of the mind potential and of the power potential of the supreme being, which he does not, as yet, operate personally. And when these paradise associates collaborate to create the Havona servitals, the latter are inherently involved in certain phases of supremacy. Havona servitals are thus, in actuality, a reflection in the perfect central universe of certain evolutionary potentialities of the time-space domains, all of which is disclosed when a servital undergoes transformation and recreation. We believe that this transformation takes place in response to the will of the Infinite Spirit, undoubtedly acting in behalf of the Supreme. Graduate guides are not created by the Supreme Being, but we all conjecture that experiential deity is in some way concerned in those transactions which bring these beings into existence. The Havona now traversed by ascending mortals differs in many respects from the central universe as it was before the times of Grand Fonda. The arrival of mortal ascenders on the Havona circuits inaugurated sweeping modifications in the organization of the central and divine creation, modifications undoubtedly initiated by the Supreme Being, the God of evolutionary creatures, in response to the arrival of the first of his experiential children from the seven superuniverses. The appearance of the graduate guides, together with the creation of the tertiary supernaphim, is indicative of these performances of God the Supreme. Presented by a divine counselor of Uversa.